I love stories. So Stoops and the storytellers that I've heard thus far is almost nirvana for me. It started with Little Bo Peep in childhood, Little Women, Nancy Drew, and the Canterbury Tales. My love of reading and writing led me to George Washington University, and I was fortunate enough to be something called a Mademoiselle College Board member, where I reported trends for a national publication. So I had a dab of writing stories, but they were always about other people and other things. But I never really knew that maybe there was a story within me that needed to be told. And that's where the changes came. So I left GW, went to the Star, and thought everything was going just fine. And lo and behold, we get called into the office one day, and they say it is going to cease publication. Condo, car note, and no job. I stood in the unemployment line, and I said, this is not for me. Lucked up, and the bills called me into corporate America, and there I spent 20 years of changes with this tug and love of writing and stories still pulling at me. The next change was an ice storm that I ended up in the emergency room with about every bus driver or anyone that dared to go out in Washington on the day that the ice storm hit, and we had separated shoulders, torn meniscus and everything else, and that was the other change. But the beauty of the change was that in that change, it gave me time to read between physical therapy, and that led back to some writing. And so I went into, delivered my first son with a book in my hand called Waiting to Excel by Terry McMillan, and I was truly about to pop. So that was another, I guess, beautiful change in my life. But after that, this tug kept calling for stories. And with the reading that I did in between physical therapy, I ended up being lucky enough to hear or discover Toni Morrison. And she said, if there is a story that has not been written, then write it. Last summer, in my 50s, I had the opportunity to go to the Norman Mailer Writers Colony to tell stories. And his favorite line says, let us never assume that there is not anything else to write about. So that change led me to the biography that I'm working on today. And that's my story of changes.